just my job to explore, and that's what I do. That's the detective part of this. I'm a licensed private investigator in the state of Texas, and this is what I also do. I mean, this is my policing background. All this is brought together in this field because I know that the events are real. We've got a sample of an alien hair that was left by a woman. You remember the Chalker case in Australia?
No, we have a not offhand. Remind me.
The individual was assaulted by a female Nordic type, for lack of a better term, a blonde-haired female alien, and she sexually assaulted the guy. And he, during the course of this, couldn't apparently overpower her mentally. As a result, he bit a part of her flesh and kept it in his mouth. And there apparently was a hair sample as well. And they did the DNA analysis on this and found that there are only like 6 people on the whole planet that have that DNA. And the best example of it is in Mongolia, in a rare tribe, which may, again, suggest all kinds of other things to the people out there in genetics. But we've got a case right here in the United States with an alien hair sample of a guy who was sexually assaulted, almost the same story, elderly gentleman. And actually had the hair sample. So we've got that as well. We probably got 2 boxes of DNA evidence of even one person who an artificial insemination, which MUFON recently stated by their doctor that those really don't exist in terms of alien artificial inseminations like the Betty and Barney Hill type situation. Well, if that may be true, but we may have evidence that shows something different, sonograms and other things that show something vastly different in there as opposed to a woman telling a story. And when you put all those things together and then the possibility that we may have a possibility of 3 people who are here without and of course the doctors are not going to be real surprised to find out that the husband's not the dad, the father, but they may be very surprised to find out the mother may not be the mommy.
In other words, that would mean that some sort of embryo was implanted?
Yes.
Is that what you're talking?
Okay. Dr. Jacobs and Bud Hopkins, myself, have all said this for many years. Every abductee says what? They either took my sperm or they took my eggs. We felt like they did. Well, the question everybody needs to be asking instead of, oh, they're helping us, they need to ask the big question. You know, where's the milk factory? Where's all this stuff going? And what are they doing with it? Not just there, but what about here?